Add it.
Hi, Bill. Tag, you're it. It's Nadine. How are you?
It was a private number. I was almost not going to answer it.
You're like, you're lucky I answered. Then it must be my lucky day, right?
Well,
my husband was nice to me
private
this morning.
Number, you know it's a solicitor.
It comes up private. It should really show the phone number. That's weird.
It showed private number.
Wow. Let me send my manager something, because it shouldn't come up as a private number.
Well, when I see private numbers, I generally don't answer it.
You want to know something? You're not the only one. I do that, too. If I see a number and it says private, well, my phone, my cell phone has it set up through my carrier where if it does like a, it'll say potential spam, right? Because,
yeah.
Of course, I get all these people calling me that, you know, want to offer me a business loan. And it's like, I don't
me
even
too.
Have a business. Why are you calling me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, let me message him and let him know that when I called your number, it's showing as a private number. So how's it going?
All right. Just busy.
So, you reached out to me. Are you ready?
No, I just missed you following me, so I called you back.
You're like, I'm here to say hi.
Yeah.
So, business is pretty busy.
It's been a long time since
you
called me, so I figured I'd give you a ring.
I know. It has been. It has been. I figured, well, you know, when he's ready or when he wants to talk to me, he'll give me a call.
No, I finally went on and looked, and I ain't got shit up there no more. There was even some stuff said that I was closed, permanently closed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way.
I go, what the kind of shit's that?
Oh, my
gosh.
Is
that last company like pulling a job on me or what?
Wow. And it says permanently closed. Let me see if I can pull it up. I haven't even looked at it today. Let me see. That's really weird. Why would it say permanently closed? I mean, obviously you're open.
I went on
Hello.
Google My Business.
Yeah. Let me see. And you just saw that today too?
No, that was earlier in the week. Took me a while. I finally checked my cell phone number. I found you had emailed me over a month ago. I found
right.
that one. I just found that one today.
You're like,
but
I dug it up.
I found you on my cell phone. I saved your message.
Oh, good.
But then dialing this number, man, they didn't want to put me through to you.
Well, you know what? When you called, I was on lunch, and I got the message when I got back. She goes, I figured you were on lunch. I'm sorry. I told him that you would call back. And I'm like, that's fine. I'll call him. Not a problem. Yeah, I'm looking right now. And, I mean, are you still using that other company? I mean, see if...
No, I quit using them. I fired them.
But even if you fired them, why would they list you as closed? That's rude.
Well, they're pissed off, right?
Well, I mean, regardless, whether you cancel with a company or not, there should be no reason for them to list you as closed. They shouldn't be doing anything to that content. I can tell you this, even when we've had businesses in the past that have used us and they discontinue, we don't do anything to their listing. We just leave it. And eventually it drops off the first page, you know, because we're not obviously maintaining it there. But, I mean, that's kind of really shady for them to do that.
Well,
wow.
I don't know who did it. I can't say they did it. Someone could have hacked into it and done it. I don't know.
Someone to hack into it, I mean, they would have to have your information in order to get into that. They're security questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they would have to be doing a pretty good job to do that. I mean, I would hope it wasn't them. I mean, I don't think they would really want to do something like that.
Well, I screwed around a little bit, and I think I put opened on one. I said, you know what?
I'm not going to mess with it.
I'm just not going to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, that's okay. I mean, we can fix it. That's not a problem. I mean, we do what's called a cleanup anyways. So
well, it
when
ain't
you...
clean yet, and it ain't up and running, so what the hell are you doing?
Well,
you are slow.
Well, when I'm looking
when
at it right now,
moving?
It says you're open,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I'm looking, it says open. It says closes at 5 p.m. That's the listing I'm looking at right
now. Wonder if that's the one I changed back.
It may be. I mean, it could be. As I'm looking at it, I mean, that's what it's showing me right now. So it could have been that you updated it. So what we do, you know, of course, is that we'll manage this and maintain it.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure, you know, proper keywords, placement, just to kind of go over that email that I had sent you, just so you know everything that is included.
Yeah.
You're getting the two spotlight positions on Google. So, of course, the local map as well as the Google ads at the very top of the page. We do include being local as well. We'll get you on that directory submission package, okay, getting you on the most popular directories in your area. So some of those, and I believe I had mentioned them to you, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB.
Yeah.
If you don't have those listings, we'll create them. We'll maintain those as well. So wherever we're updating, you know, on your Google listing, it's also going to be across the board, wherever else we're promoting you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your website.
My phone still ain't ringing.
Well, I'm taking you through the process. It's not going to happen.
I thought you were faster than me.
Now, I know that your 312 number, that's the business number. This number I'm speaking to you on, that's your personal number, right? This is not a number that you want.
708-672-8089 is also a business number.
Okay. Which
My
is the one that
number,
you want promoted?
Well, the 312 is in the city.
Okay.
I've had that number since like 84, and I just didn't want to dump it.
Right.
Since I was in the city... A few years ago, they tore down the building I was in.
Okay.
So now it's a home office, and my shop is out here in Crete.
Okay.
So I'll be using my Crete, the shop address, because I'm selling my home here in Crete.
Right.
And my phone number is going to get transferred to my shop in Crete, this 672 number. And the 943 is also going there.
Okay. So we want to keep the phone number that's currently listed on there now as a 708 number, right? That's the number that you want. Okay. That's what I wanted to confirm. Because we don't want to change it and then it'd be the wrong one.
No, for Southside Business, if you come up with a 312 number, they're going to probably pass you by.
Right. Right.
Because they'll say he's in the city, he ain't coming out here.
Yeah.
Or
we'll exactly.
Take him too long or something.
Okay. Now, I noticed Town Square also took down the website, right, that they built for you?
Yeah, and I was trying to get my domain up, and I didn't see it come up, and I don't know what happened to that.
When you originally had the website with Town Square, was that a domain that they purchased for you, or did you purchase that prior?
I bought addedheating.com.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know what the hell happened.
Did you purchase it, like, from a GoDaddy website by chance?
I think I did. It was something like that.
But
okay. I looked and added site info, and it only goes back to, it goes back farther. What's it, Namecheap?
Yeah, when I look at, so I searched for the addedheating.com, the URL, right, the domain.
Yeah.
It says the site you were looking for couldn't be found.
Yeah.
If you remember, if you have somewhere that has your login for it,
yeah,
we can rebuild your website off of that domain. Now, if that domain doesn't exist anymore for whatever reason, if it had to be renewed and it wasn't renewed,
IP address?
There's like a login for it. You might have it in an email when you purchase the domain originally.
I got a couple of things here.
Okay. And that's the technician will go over that with you, but that's how we would be able to create your website from the domain. I mean, we can use your domain to rebuild the website, and we'll host it for you and maintain it. Because, I mean, if you own the domain, why not, right? As long as it's from a GoDaddy and it's not a Wix site, we can do it off of your domain.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem.
I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Cheap team, so that's what it was from.
Okay. Yeah, as long as you, and the technician can help you, like, as far as what credentials they'll need, just so they can log into it and then create the website.
Okay.
And you said it was, and just to confirm with you, because I want to make sure I put everything accurate on here.
It was what, Namecheap?
No, the domain you said. It was Addit, correct?
Addit.com. A-D-D-I, yeah, www.
Addit.com, correct?
Yeah, all one
okay.
word, Addit, yep.
Yeah.
No space.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that ain't you.
Addedheating.com? I don't know, something like that.
Okay. Maybe it's Addit Heating. Okay. Yeah, it was Addit Heating.
Oh,
it didn't come up. It's it didn't come up. It's telling me add this domain to your install, but I'll just let them know that that's the domain you have, and then they'll ask you what they need in order to be able to get logged into it and then rebuild the website. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll just put that in here. Okay. And then I'm just going to confirm like some information with you regarding like exactly the company name. I know it sounds redundant and I have it in front of me, but I like to be very accurate
on
everything.
Are you a blonde?
No, I'm actually a brunette with gray hair now.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had time to dye the hairdo. I was doing highlights.
My daughter's 45, and she's a blonde. She used to work for me. I had a sign above her desk, caution, blonde.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. I feel like sometimes I'm talking to my husband. He says some things to me. You know, he'll ask me for something. I go and get it. And then he's like, but I asked you for this, too. And I said, okay, let me go back. He's on Nadine.
Yeah.
Think smarter, not harder. You just wasted X amount of steps. And I look at him and I'm all, you know, I have a solution for this.
See, I would have no sooner got that out of my mouth. I would have no sooner got that out of my mouth than I would have gotten the nozo slap.
Well, you know what I tell him? Your solution is get up and get it yourself.
Yeah.
Period. You don't have to worry about it. The nerve of him, right?
She the nozo slaps my ass. Right on the back of the head.
Okay. Now, what I'm also going to do, so you have the email that shows you with the pricing, the $299 and then the $99 setup fee for the one time.
Yeah.
And then every month after is $299 a month. Again, that's with no contracts. Okay. I'm also going to send you an email as well, Bill. It's going to have the client dashboard analytics in the subject part of it.
Yeah.
And what it does is it just gives you an overview of our reporting system. We do want you to be able to track your results. This way you can see the keywords you're listed for and so forth.
I'll know my results if my phone rings or not.
Right?
And if my phone
don't
ring.
But we also want you to track your calls.
If my phone don't ring, that's when you just pull the plug, man.
Yeah, I hear you. But we are going to do our best, and you are going to be happy. Okay?
Okay.
Now. You're like, okay, I'm listening to you, Nadine.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
going to have
the town square. You know, I fired them a couple of times, and I kept on winding up taking them back, and I don't know why.
Well.
But this time I won't even take their calls. I see it's them, and I don't even pick them.
You're like, never mind.
Yep, I'm not answering.
Never mind. Now, Bill, I know your first name's William, but you prefer to be called Bill, right?
Yeah,
like
I also answered asshole. So my wife's been calling me that for years.
Well, I wouldn't call you that. That's not nice.
My middle initial's A.
What's your last name, Bill?
Hand, H-A-N-D.
Okay. And then we're going to make sure that it's a 708-672-8089 phone number appearing there.
Correct.
Okay. And then what is the billing address for the card that we're going to be using for the payment?
Right now it's 3581 Huntley Terrace.
Okay, and that's Crete 60417, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is it just William Hand on the card? Does it have a
yes.
company name?
Yeah, but I never use it.
Okay. Does it have a middle initial or just William Hand?
Just William Hand.
Okay. And then you said it does have the company name on it as well?
It just has Addit down underneath my name.
Addit? Okay. And that's a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or is it Discover?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The card number when you're ready?
5580.
Uh-huh.
9846.
Okay.
2341.
Mm-hmm.
4143. 624.
Okay.
092.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you. 5580. 9846-2341-4143. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that's June of 24 when it expires.
Still.
And then the CBC code on the back is 092.
Still.
Okay. Now, before I process the payment, I am going to read to you what's called a voice verification recording. The reason that I'm reading it, Bill, is because it's an added form of protection for you. Typically, the price that we promote is not the price that I'm providing to you. It's a discounted rate, okay? What this is going to do is actually outline our service agreement. And as I mentioned, it's an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing with your invoice, okay? Now, as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything you do not understand, please do me a favor and just stop me and say, Nadine, really, what does that mean? Okay?
Nadine?
And just say, Nadine, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Okay? And what I'll do is...
What I'm going to say is, can you email me that and not send it to me in the mail?
Oh, we email it. Everything
is
emailed.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say because hopefully in a week I'll be out of this house.
No, everything gets emailed to you. Correspondence from us, the website, anything we
invoice.
Email it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Emailed. Okay. So just keep in mind as I'm walking you through it, again, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me so this way I can review it and rephrase it. I want to make sure, Bill, before we even process this payment, that you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So I'll
first
turn
off,
on the
is my phone going to ring?
Yes, sir. Your phone is going to ring.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Added Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please state your name and title within the business.
William Hand, sole owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 27th, 2021, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package, and then I'm going to...
Now I have a question.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
You said it was a reoccurring at $399.
No. The first payment...
But that's what it said. You said reoccurring.
Yes, I did say reoccurring, but when it says...
And then you came up with the other one. I'm just making sure.
Yes, of course. So the initial payment is the $398. It is a reoccurring payment. So when the term's completed, right, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the discounted amount of $299. So that would be the recurring payment, the $299. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Now, the next thing that we're going to do before we start going over the notes is I want to schedule a client interview. Okay? It's going to be with our technician. The client interview, we block out an hour. We're going to make it at a time that is convenient for you. Okay? So it could take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer, just depends on how many questions you have or details. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow?
Uh, 11 o'clock, okay.
Let's take a look. I do have 11 o'clock available.
Okay.
So what they'll do is they'll call you between 11 and 12 o'clock. They're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all the calls within that hour, okay?
Okay, yep.
So let me get that set up, and then we're going to go over some questions. We're going to make sure you got your receipt, and then you'll be pretty much all set.
You know what else I hate?
What
like
is
my
that?
Area. The area code is 708, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first three-number prefix is 672. You know, I get people from New York and everywhere else in the country call me with 708, 672, and then whatever numbers.
Oh,
you know that? And they're from
another
state. They spoof the calls. Yeah, they spoof to get you the answer.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I think that's what they do on my phone, too, because I'll notice my cell phone, like, I'll get these weird numbers, and I'm like, who is this? And I'll answer it, right, thinking, okay, maybe it's my husband's doctor or somebody because he has a lot of doctor's appointments. And there it's like somebody, some weirdo from somewhere. I'm just like, you know what? I don't have time for this. I'm working. I don't know who you are, and I don't want a business account. I'm good. I have no business. So I don't know why you're calling me. But yeah, my husband said that too. He's like, a lot of people use that spoofing program, which is ridiculous, but.
My son getting pissed too because he's out in the field and he's getting calls from Medicare and Medicaid. And,
oh my
and all
gosh.
That, you know, because he's a junior, I'm a senior, same name, and they're thinking he's my age.
Oh my goodness. You know, you want to hear something really funny is my husband, he's 51, okay?
Yeah.
I would say since he turned 50, we've been getting so many brochures about Medicare, Medicaid. And I mean,
horrible?
I know, well, you know, and the thing is too, and I don't know if it's because, you know, he's on dialysis and, you know, he's had a lot of health problems, you know, after he beat cancer and everything, but sometimes, and he's even been getting life insurance. I'm all, oh my gosh, offers.
And he's that young and gone through all that?
Oh yeah. He's a go-getter though.
And see, when I was young, I used to drive a dragster.
Uh-huh.
And I had one explode and cut off both my feet.
Oh my gosh.
They put them both back on. It was back in 76. One worked and one didn't, so they wound up taking off my leg.
Wow.
So I worked all these years, And then, you know, amputee, I had a little something going on the back of my leg, you know, where the prosthetic mm-hmm. rubs up against it.
Right.
So that's like a magnet when you get something going on like that. So I had a crown replaced in my mouth, and a bacteria that only grows in your mouth wound up in my leg down there. My leg blew up like a balloon. I got to an emergency room. I was in surgery within 20 minutes, and they cut me open.
Oh, my gosh.
The junk just drained out of there, you know, and I was in the hospital.
Wow.
And I was on IVs and antibiotics for 7 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, you know, I wound up in congestive heart failure, enlarged heart.
Oh, wow.
Pumping 25%, and I have COPD. So, yeah, have all that going on. So, you know, this happened all in 2012. So they've been wanting to put a defibrillator in me all these years, you know?
Uh-huh.
And last spring I read that I looked to see what my life expectancy was.
Right.
And it says, with everything I have, it says up to 2 years. I couldn't get that defibrillator in me fast enough.
Oh, my gosh. Like, do it now.
And so they put a pacemaker in there, too. And there's a third wire that goes to the lower lobe on the left side for the left ventricle, which now my heart's in rhythm and it's squeezing together to pump. So they're thinking my heart might get stronger, you know, maybe up to 50%.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness. So, oh,
yeah,
my
all
goodness.
That time,
you
know.
A
I'm
lot.
Just...
You're like, man, I'll wait. Once you read that, huh? It changed real quick.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, because I was starting to really feel bad.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was probably going down that path.
Well, you know what? And I'll tell you this. My husband, for a while, even after he did the chemo and everything, and, you know, okay, he's beat the cancer. And then, you know, I kept telling him his legs were swelling. And, Anthony, we need to take care of that. Anthony, we need to take care of that. Something's wrong. Something's not right. And, you know, of course, you know, I don't need a doctor. I'm fine. I can walk. Well, the doctor, you know, called us on his off day, and he says, you need to get him to ER right now. Like, they're waiting for him. His kidney's at 3%. The one kidney that he has, because they removed one because of the cancer, and then he was fighting the colon cancer as well. Two different ones. But I'll tell you, it wasn't until then the doctor's like, are you having trouble breathing? And no sooner than when he hung up and he says, at least let me take a shower before you take me to the ER. And I'm in a panic, like, forget the shower, dude. We're going. And so it was then, after talking to the doctor, he goes, okay, now I feel short of breath. Now I feel like I can't breathe. I'm like, oh, now you do, right? But, you know, his body got so used to feeling sick that he just thought, you know, it's still, you know, recovering from the chemo. You know, it's just part of my life now. And that wasn't the case. And, I mean, now, he's getting better. We're hoping he can get on a transplant list now. We just got to get him cleared, you know, from all his doctors. But it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's
that for sure.
So since I've had all this, I've also had two shoulders replaced.
Wow.
Yeah, they did the reverse, where they cut your arms off and put rods down there and screw balls to your clavicle.
And look at you, and you're still working away.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I feel good now.
I would say walking miracle, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
I still golf.
Now, do you really?
Yep.
Well, check you out. Good for you. Good for you. Enjoy
life. I'm an ex-Marine. When the tough get going, right?
Absolutely. Now, I did send out an email to you with your client interview. It's a reminder that it's set for tomorrow. They'll be calling you between 11 and 12 o'clock, and then they'll also send you a reminder. Now, I also have here, so the number that you want us to call you on for your client interview, do you want us to call the 708 number, or do you want us to call the other number, or either one?
I would say the 708 number. I'll make it a point to be in the office.
Okay, so you don't want...
If you call on my cell phone, you know, if I'm on the line, I don't even know someone's calling me.
Okay, So the 312 number, I mean, do we even want that number listed anywhere in your account for us to contact you? It's not going to be anywhere within your listings. I'm just saying
that
that's another number
role,
to contact.
That's a number that gets answered by 8089, so.
Okay. Okay, got it. All right. So we will only contact you at the 708 number. I just want to make sure. Okay. Now, as far as like your services that you want me to just jot down, excuse me, again, it's just a basis. So I know, obviously, cooling and heating, but I mean, is there anything like really specific that you want me to notate on here?
Oh, that we do?
Uh-huh.
Well, sales, service, insulation, ductwork, hot water tanks.
Okay.
Rooftop units.
Okay.
You know, we do residential and commercial.
Right.
Boilers.
Uh-huh. And you said duct installs, right?
Yeah, duct work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gas lines. Yeah, we do it all.
If there's anything else that you think of that, you know, you really want notated, just let the technician know. I mean, these are interchangeable. You can always update.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then you have photos. What about a bit? You have a business logo as well?
Yes.
Let's look in. Okay. And then as far as like the areas that you want to target, how far do you want to go? Or cover particular areas? I mean, or do you just kind of want
to
do by mile radius?
Go particular areas.
Okay.
Because
do you have a couple
radius,
of those?
Yeah, Crete.
Crete, uh-huh.
Stager. Beecher,
you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Chicago Heights.
Uh-huh.
Homewood.
Uh-huh.
And them are all Illinois. Then I want Dyer, Indiana.
Okay.
St. John, Indiana.
Okay.
Schererville, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Highland, Indiana.
I didn't realize how close, you know, you have Illinois and Indiana. They're so close. It's like borderline with some of these areas, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, when it comes to clients contacting you, can they contact you just by phone, text, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
They can go email or phone.
Okay.
But you can't text my business phone.
Okay. And then the other thing I'm looking at here, you're licensed and insured.
Yep.
Not required, but I always like to just.
And bonded.
And then the hours of operation, how should they be listed?
8 to 5 and Saturday and Sunday closed. I get too much grief from my daughter-in-law when I try to work my son on the weekend.
Oh, boy. You're like, never mind.
Yep.
Well, then you can go golfing.
She has a
fit. Well, then you can go golfing.
No, he can't go golfing.
Well, you can.
Well, I would go anyway, so that makes no difference.
And
because
then what form?
When I'm not around, I forward the calls to my cell
uh-huh.
phone.
Right.
And I can golf while I answer the phone, too.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. And then what forms of payments do you want us to list you for that you accept?
Cash, check, credit card.
Okay.
What's that other one that they do?
Zelle?
Zelle.
Yeah, my kids, you know, they're like, oh, Mom, I need money. I'm all, you know, I got to pay my bill right now.
Yeah, did you hear that they want to start taxing Zelle?
You know, I,
Biden,
you know what?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. They want to start taxing and...
What a fucking idiot.
I'm like, yeah, any, if you get $600, they say what, that they want to start, the $600 that you get, I guess if you have $600 going into your account or deposited or something, they want to start monitoring. I'm on, what happens when someone wants to give me a nice gift? I'm going to get taxed on my birthday gift. Come on, are you serious?
Well, how do they? They can't do that to a business because I put checks in there, you know, for 10 or 20 grand. What are they going to do? Tax that?
Yeah, I guess they're trying to pass something that
they can't do that because they don't know how much of that is material.
No, and you know what, Bill, I'll tell you, I mean, it's not just going to happen overnight. I mean, they're going to have to go through a lot of hoops in order to even try to do that.
They'll be out of office by the time they get through them hoops.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so
at the midterms, I'm looking for a big turn.
Right?
Yep.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I see that you've hit me quite a few times already.
If you look at your email, I need you to look for the invoice. It'll say, Dear William Hand, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email listed below. Do you see that there?
There's a invite. There's
okay.
A thank you for choosing local splash.
Mm-hmm.
What's this one?
You're like, yeah, you sent me a bunch of them. Yeah, it'll say, Dear.
Welcome to Local Splash. And what did you send?
It'll say, it's a copy of your initial invoice. It'll say Local Splash initial invoice, and then it'll start off with, Dear William Hand. And in fact, you know what? Hold on, let me resend it. I spelled your name wrong. Standby. How did I put that many I's in there? Hold on, let me have my manager resend it. Let me correct it on my end. Now, the 312 number, do you get text messages to that number or no?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, 312-656-8630.
On the 312? Okay, that one you get text messages.
Right.
Got it. Okay, I'm just asking just for the purpose of, because I'm going to be sending you two text messages. It's going to have the client support number, but then it's also going to have the link to the YouTube video. The YouTube video is actually, it's a link that we send you, so that way when you have time, it's about 6 minutes long, but it's going to allow you to go in and view, it walks you through the process on how to track your success. I know you just want the phone to ring, but I have to send you that anyways. Okay, so let me fix your name on here and have him resend that invoice. Give me 1 second, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're like, yeah, it'd be nice if you spelled my name right.
So I just confirmed a signature. Is that it?
Oh, you did confirm it? Yeah,
yeah.
I would say, can you, let me see, because it had your name spelled wrong. Did it accept it?
It's not coming up. It's William Hand I got on there.
Okay. Okay, yeah, get out of that one because I'm going to send you the correct one.
Oh, I see the one where you got two
yeah.
I's in there.
Yes.
Williama.
I'm William. Like, how did I miss that? And I got my glasses on.
That blonde I was telling you about just sent
uh-huh.
something on Facebook. Who else is tired from being a magical ass bitch all day?
Oh, my gosh. And you said that's your daughter that sent you that?
Yep. Oh, yeah, after work, we used to go to the bar and drink a little bit together. Years ago.
Oh, my goodness. So silly. I'm just waiting for him to tell me he resent it. I just want to make sure it's sent to you correctly. In the meantime, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you two text messages. So to the 312 number, okay?
Okay.
The first one is going to be the number to customer service. So if you have changes, questions, updates, concerns regarding the account, you'll contact customer service. And then I'm also going to send you the link to that YouTube video as well. So please make sure when you have time to watch it. It sounds like the text just came through, right?
Yep.
I heard the little beeping.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. Then there's a YouTube video.
Yep, you got that. Okay.
Sounds like you type fast.
Oh, yeah, I do. Am I being ignored over here? No, he's probably... I'm like, are you there? He's there. I see he's there. It's just I'm just waiting for him to answer my chat.
Probably on some sex site looking at girls.
No, he's probably in a meeting. He usually is in a lot of meetings. But he answers me pretty quick. Of course we do. Come on, we're helping out business owners here.
Well,
if we didn't take things seriously. Now, while I'm waiting for him to answer me and get that resent to you, so when you meet with the technician tomorrow, they'll walk you through the process if you don't know how on how to add us on as managers to that listing, to the Google listing that you have.
Yeah.
So that way we could start optimizing it and managing it, okay?
Yep.
And then the website will be completed for you within 3 to 5 business days. They'll email it to you. That way you review it and you let us know if we need to make any changes. Okay.
Get you some pictures too, right?
Yes, yes. In fact, let me do this while we're on the phone. Let me get you that link where you could start emailing the photos and email to send photos because I'm going to send you that email right now. So that way you could at least start that process, getting photos, you know, attached to the email and so forth. And I'll text it to you. So the photos for the email, what you'll do is you're going to just attach them. You can also attach your logo as well. You're going to send it to photos@localsplash.com. Okay? That's where you will send them to. I'm going to email it to you right now as well, so this way you have it in the email.
Right.
I have one of the other girls. I'm asking her if she could send that for me because my manager hasn't answered me yet. Let me see.
Funny, we got 2 pods out in the driveway. We have to fill.
No way. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you doing, cleaning house or what?
Well, I'm selling this one. We own a house down in Punta Gorda, Florida.
Wow.
And that's where I'm going.
How exciting.
And I'll just operate the business from there. I mean, I can sit at a desk there just like I can here. Only I can also sit in my pool and answer the phone, too. I mean, I can't sit in my pool here no more. I closed it for the year.
Well, I think if you sat in the pool, you'd probably freeze.
Well, I could turn on the heat. It's a heated pool, but it's off now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to get that cover on before all these leaves come down.
Oh, my goodness. I know.
My son's pool's been being installed for, last year and this year, and it still ain't done. They're supposedly gunning it now, shooting it.
Oh, wow.
They've been working on rebar and all this. He got so much money from my son. My son gave him like $38,000 so far.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like he can't get the guy back there to do shit.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Supposedly they're shooting it today, but then they have to do the border tile. Then they have to plaster it. Then they got the concrete around it to do. I don't know if it's getting done this year. That's 2 years my son's gone without a yard with two young kids.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow.
That is just wrong.
Yeah, it is. Now, did you by chance take a look at your email and see if it came through?
Just now.
Okay, perfect. So you see the initial invoice, right?
Well, it says click here.
Yes. Okay, so click on that.
Like I did the last one?
Yes. Okay, make sure your name's right.
I did.
Okay. And then do you see the box that says, I certify I am the authorized user?
You mean the one I clicked?
Yeah, you clicked on that box that you're the authorized user on that account. Okay. And then...
Oh, signature does not match. Please type your name exactly.
Huh. Did you... Yeah, just put in William, and then one space, and then your last name.
Okay, now it wants me username and password.
Beautiful. Okay, perfect. So, now, username and password. After you have your client interview, the technician is then going to create that customized tracking and reporting system. You'll receive another email with the username and password. Okay, this is where you go in. Yes, that's just for you to see it. That's where you're going to go in to see your reports. Okay, now, to finish up the timeline. So with the first page placement, you need to add us on as managers. The technician will go over it with you. Typically, for you to have the first page placement, and we say this in writing, is that it can take between 30 to 45 days. Your case is going to be different. You're already PIN verified, okay? It's a matter of you adding us on as managers, okay? Uh-huh. The reason that I give you that timeline is because we do like to under-promise and over-deliver, and I will tell you, Bill, I've seen it happen sooner, okay?
Yeah.
Now, with the Google Ads, you're going to be listed in the Google Ads within 7 to 10 days, okay? And with the directories, will be 5 to 7. However, every step that's being completed, like once you're live in the Google Ads, we're going to be sending you emails as these things are being completed. So we keep you in the loop, okay, on every step. And then I'm just sending you this last email with that link. I know I sent it to you in the text message, but I do want to send it to you as well in the email, so this way you have it in front of you. Okay? Any other questions for me before I let you go about filling up your pods? Because I know you haven't done that yet.
Nope.
Which is so much fun, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to really help you. I'm super excited for you.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
thank you much.
Have yourself a blessed afternoon. All
you
right.
Too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.